to the house.
What was that about?
Nick cleared his throat. Word got back to my family about us.
Oh, crap.
The way she worried, her bottom lip drew his gaze back to her mouth.
What did you say?
What did I say about what? Shit. I was thinking about kissing her again and forgot what I was saying.
Nick, what did you tell your family about us?
I need to get it together. I told my mom it was just a rumor. Didn't get the chance to set Mary straight.
Oh, thank God. I worry about your parents more than your sisters.
Noelle brushed a snowflake from her cheek, her gaze locked on his.
How are you otherwise?
I'm awesome. I actually got an apartment.
Really? That's amazing. Where at?
A few doors down from you, actually.
Wow, that's fantastic.
She chuckled weakly.
I'll have to borrow a cup of sugar when you get settled.
Crap. Was Noelle upset he'd rented a place near her? He didn't think she'd have a problem with it, but maybe with everything going on, she needed space.
I'm sorry I didn't tell you on Thursday, but I was a bit distracted. You don't have to be sorry. Having you close by will be nice.
Relief rushed through him and he grinned. In that case, would you want to come over next Saturday and help me move? The guys will be there.
I would, but I'm going with Gabby to do some shopping.
Ah, no problem. You can help me unpack. Noelle gave him a gentle shove.
Excuse you? No asking, just assuming?
Please help me unpack my stuff.
Maybe.
He pretended to wipe a tear from his eyes.
That hurts.
Noelle wrapped her arms around his waist with a laugh.
Oh, don't cry. I'll help you. For a Klondike bar.
Damn, you're easy. I would have easily thrown in Chinese food. Nick found himself counting the dark flecks in Noelle's eyes, tracing the lines of her face until his hand came up to cup her cheek. Her eyes widened, dropping down to the area of his mouth. Then, just as suddenly, she patted his lower back and released him.
We better get inside. Lots of rehearsing to do.
Nick shook himself out of his trance when Noelle passed him, following her into the house. He closed the door behind him, trying not to look at Noelle's ass as she hung up her puffy coat, exposing another pair of butt-hugging jeans. He'd always thought Noelle was beautiful, but this obsession with her various body parts was distracting. He couldn't seem to take his eyes off her. Her dark hair fell in a messy braid, a stark contrast with the white off-the-shoulder sweater she wore. Casually feminine without being obvious. Noelle had always been no frills, which was why hanging with her had always been so easy and enjoyable.
Ah, there you are. Took you long enough. Your brother tried to rope me into manual labor, but I evaded his attempts, for the most part. He is quite nefarious when he wants something.
Hey, now, no ganging up on me.
Speaking of my brother's attributes, Noelle.
Mary batted her eyelashes innocently.
What do you think?
Noelle's eyes widened.
Think about his attributes?
Nick glared at his sister.
Mary, what are you doing?
I'm asking her a simple question. What does she think of you?
Noelle glanced between the two of them, her gaze lingering on him briefly before she answered.
I think he is a really good friend.
Boring, Mary scoffed.
I mean, do you ever think of him as a man? Like the two of you could ride off into the sunset together.
Noelle's face turned cherry red and Nick growled.
For the love of God, Mary, shut up. No, it's okay.
Noelle went to the fridge and grabbed the water inside, obviously over her initial embarrassment.
I think your brother is handsome, intelligent, fun, stubborn, annoying, and my best friend.
Mary's face fell.
So, no attraction then?
Nick caught her nervous glance.
We're just friends.
Friends don't kiss like we do, he thought. Thankfully, his sister didn't pick up on the tension between them and huffed.
Fine. I figured if you two could make a love connection, then all your problems would be solved. Nick could find a great girl to settle down with, and we could officially call you a Winters.
Noelle's eyes glistened for a minute, and Nick knew his sister's words hit a sore spot.
no matter how unintentional.
That is really sweet.
She cleared her throat.
I need to use the bathroom.
Nick glared at Mary, who stared back, eyes wide.
What did I say?
You don't talk about family with Noelle.
Mary's eyes lowered, abashed.
Oh, I didn't think. It's been so long.
Not for her. Nick squeezed Mary's shoulder as he passed.
I know you meant well, Mare.
He made his way down the hall to the bathroom and leaned against the opposite wall, waiting for Noelle to come out. When she finally did, he wasn't surprised to find her eyes red and teary.
It's a compliment, you know. She loves you.
I know,
she said, wiping at her tear-stained cheeks.
I love everyone in your family. I just don't like feeling as though I'm replacing my parents.
Nick pulled her into his arms and held her close.
You're not, and no one would ever think that.
Noelle returned his embrace, sniffling against his chest.
I feel that way.
He squeezed a little tighter.
I understand, but please know my parents and sisters aren't trying to make you forget your parents.
No, I do that all on my own because it hurts too much to think of them.
If you feel that way, then why are you doing the Christmas concert?
I didn't want to disappoint your mom. Plus, it's been 10 years. A concert shouldn't render me catatonic, right?
Nick hesitated, putting himself in Noelle's shoes. Would he be over losing his parents at 14? Just imagining it hurt, but the reality of it would be devastating.
I don't know.
I'm not you, so I can't tell you how to feel.
I feel so lost sometimes, you know?
Her teary eyes lifted to meet his.
I threw myself into the army, then college and work. Kept busy so I wouldn't have to think about them. Miss them. I don't fall in love because every new person I invite into my life reminds me of the empty places they left behind in my heart.
Noelle hugged him harder, burying her face in his shirt again so her voice came out muffled.
God, I don't know what is wrong with me. This is the second time I've gotten weepy in the last week.
Noelle, I don't want to upset you, but I'm worried.
About me? Why?
Your barren apartment, for one thing. There isn't a trace of your parents anywhere. I know you went through grief your own way when they died, but maybe you should talk to someone. Noelle pushed back a bit, frowning at him.
Your mom made me go to a therapist, Nick, remember? Standing appointment every Wednesday until I left for basic.
I'm saying maybe it would help to go as an adult. You shouldn't cut yourself off from your past or limit your future.
I keep you around, don't I? You're a part of my past. Your family is my past. Pike and Anthony, Gabby. Just because I don't want reminders of my parents around my apartment doesn't mean I didn't grieve them or move on. I just did it my own way.
All right, I'm sorry. I won't bring it up again.
Noelle relaxed against him, and he breathed a sigh of relief. Talking about her parents tended to be tricky, and the last thing he wanted to do was upset her when they were on such unstable ground.
It's okay. I appreciate you care. I worry about you too. I'm really glad you aren't going back overseas. You have no idea how scared I was every time your mom called or I didn't hear from you.
He held her a little tighter. I'm sorry you were worried about me. Noelle shrugged.
We both had our reasons for going in. I know it was your job, that you needed to stay in longer. I wanted to be supportive, but I am not gonna lie. I'm happy you're staying put.
Nick brushed his lips against her temple.
Thank you. I know my mom didn't want me re-enlisting, but like you said, I needed to do it.
Plus, it paid for my education, and now I have a great job where I can stay here most of the time and be with my family. I'm lucky. Nick made a face. Even though my mother roped me into playing guitar for the Christmas concert. Noelle pulled away, wide-eyed.
But you hate performing in public.
Yeah, but when my mom asks for a favor... Let's just say the mom guilt was heavy with this one. Noelle laughed.
Oh yeah, Victoria can lay it on thick without you even realizing what's happening. Then she's got you hooked. So no issues with me being in the band then?
Not at all. I'll feel better having you up there with me.
Her words sent a jolt through him, and he took a deep breath, burying his face in the crook of her neck. Her breath rushed out, rustling along his skin.
Nick?
Yeah?
Hey! What are you two doing down there?
Mary's voice carried down the hall from the kitchen. Noel pulled away slowly, seeming reluctant to let him go, and in that moment, he could have throttled his sister.
Talking! Be right there.
She cleared her throat. Holly will be here soon, so we should get set up.
Sure. I'm going to get changed first.
Nick took the sharp right into his room and shut the door. His dick pushed so hard against the front of his jeans it seemed like it would snap in two. God, what was she doing to him? How could something so little as touching her cause him to nearly explode? He stripped down, thinking about unpleasant things and anything to make the hard-on dissipate. It took remembering the time Anthony hit a line drive into his nutsack before it disappeared. Once he had on dry clothes, he padded down the hallway to find Noel leaning against the counter, watching Mary make a sandwich.
Well, you clean up nice,
Mary joked. Nick grinned.
I know.
Noel snagged a slice of turkey and popped it into her mouth.
That looks good.
I'll make you one. Nick, you hungry?
Nah, thanks.
Nick stood back, watching his sister and Noel ease back into a comfortable relationship, laughing and talking. And he couldn't help thinking about what Mary said about Noel being perfect for him. His parents loved her. She shared the same friends with him. She was fun to be around and called him on his bullshit. She was beautiful, independent, funny, sexy. Nick went to the sink and splashed some cold water on his face. Was he actually still thinking about this? What happened to them going back to the way things were? All because of a couple of stupid kisses.
Are you okay?
Nick realized his sister and Noel were staring at him as though he'd lost his damn mind. He grabbed a dish towel out of the drawer and dried his face.
Yeah, I just got hot all of a sudden.
Like a fever?
Mary asked. Noel put the back of her hand to his forehead, frowning.
Are you getting sick?
No, not like that.
Noel watched him with confusion, while Mary held up her fingers like a cross.
If you're getting something, then stay back, foul demon. I do not want any creepy crud.
The front door opened, saving him from any more awkward explanations. Holly came in, loaded down with bags and breathing hard.
Whew, I made it a little early. I asked Reese to close down the store so you didn't have to hold rehearsal for me. Is Frank here yet? Actually, Frank got hurt.
Mary pointed her knife toward him.
Nick agreed to take his place after Mom threatened him, but I think he's coming down with something. Ew, what's he got? Nothing snotty, right?
Holly backed up a step, and Nick threw up his hands in exasperation. He was a grown man, not a 10-year-old, still scared of his mama or a diseased creature.
She did not threaten me, and I am not sick. I just got a little overheated, is all. Uh-huh. Is it a stage fright thing?
Holly quirked a brow.
Not going to freak out and puke on us, are you, big brother?
Nick glared at his sister's reminder of the 5th grade talent show. I'll be fine.
Great,
Mary said, taking a large bite of her sandwich.
We'll finish these in the basement.
Noel held half her sandwich out to him.
Here, I know you said you didn't want one, but I won't finish this.
Nick took the sandwich, their fingers grazing. The simple touch sent a shockwave down his arm, and to cover up his reaction, he tapped the end of his sandwich to hers.
Cheers.
Thanks. They filed down to the basement while Nick grabbed his guitar and amp from his room. All reminders of Amber had been purged and placed into a box to be returned to her. All that was left were snapshots of family and friends. He hadn't dated much in high school, so there were no other girlfriends. In nearly every photo, Noel smiled back at the camera by his side. Studying the collage of photos, Nick agreed with Mary. They did look good together.
Damn, he was driving himself nuts.
He shoved the last two bites of his sandwich into his mouth and grabbed his instrument and equipment. When he cleared the stairs, Mary sat behind her drum set, tapping the skins. Holly strummed her bass and threw her hand up in a rock on cymbal. Noelle stood in front of the mic making weird noises in her throat.
What are you doing?
He laughed.
Vocal warm-ups.
You sound like an angry turtle. She flipped him off. Nick chuckled as he got his stuff set up. When he finally stood up, guitar in hand, Noelle glanced his way.
You ready?
Sure. What's the set list?
The same one my parents performed every year,
Noelle said softly. Nick watched her expression, searching for any sheen of tears, but she looked away from him, down at the mic. Holly handed him sheet music for Holly Jolly Christmas.
I'll get you a copy of the set list and a flash drive of the music so you can practice.
Thanks, sis. Mary counted them off and launched into a steady drum beat. When Noelle missed her cue, they stopped playing.
Noelle, Mary called. You ready, sweets?
Noelle's knuckles were white. She gripped the mic so hard. Nick took a step toward her, but she shook her head.
I'm ready. Really, let's go again.
Mary flashed him a concerned look, but counted off once more. Noelle's smooth soprano sang,
Have a holly jolly Christmas,
all the while tapping the side of her leg. Nick almost missed a chord, surprised at how amazing she sounded. He'd heard her sing during caroling when they were younger and the occasional humming after her parents passed, but now she sang with confidence. Slowly, a bright smile spread across her face. Her cheeks deepened to a rosy hue and he couldn't take his eyes off her. When she got to the bridge, Nick added his vocals with hers and she turned his way, her eyes sparkling. They finished directly facing each other, both breathing hard, and Holly whooped.
That was great.
Noelle laughed breathlessly.
Yeah, it was. You two sound awesome together.
Mary piped in, a sheepish grin on her face. Nick ignored her, his attention on Noelle.
What's next? Baby, it's cold outside.
It was his mother's favorite song and Nick knew the chords without sheet music.
Let's do it.
Mary led them in again, and to Nick's surprise, Noelle took the mic off the stand and sashayed over to him. Only a few inches separated them as they sang the duet, eyes locked. When Nick sang about her lips, he took a step toward her. Noelle leaned into him, swaying close enough he could feel her body heat. Their voices trailed off on the last line and a heavy silence fell around them, their breathing the only sound in the room. Nick's body hummed with adrenaline and tingles spread across his skin as Noelle's hand pressed against his arm.
You two look like you're about to jump each other,
Holly said, breaking the spell. Noelle fled back to her podium like she had wings on her feet. By the expression on her face, he could tell she was just as caught up as he was.
Should we move on to the next song or do that one again?
Mary asked. Nick shot her a glare, wondering if his mother would actually miss her middle child.
I think we got it.
Chapter 12. A sudden weight dropped down on Noelle's bed, startling her out of sound sleep. She sat up with a gasp, blinking against the bright light surrounding her.
Wake up, woman, we have a date, Gabby crowed.
Noelle groaned, rolling away from her bestie.
10 more minutes. I spent all night calming pregnant women and helping deliver beautiful babies.
Gabby shook her shoulder.
Which is commendable, but still doesn't change the fact that we made plans for Tuesday, December 1st. I even let you sleep in an extra hour.
Noelle glanced at the clock.
1 p.m. Thanks for that.
You're welcome. Gabby gave her a smack on her rear. Now stow the sarcasm and get up. It's time to shit, shower, and shove off.
Noelle laughed hoarsely, despite every nerve ending in her body dying to go back to bed. They'd made plans to do some Christmas and wedding shopping, but 6 hours of sleep didn't feel like enough. This overnight schedule was kicking her rear. Thank God it would only be a few weeks until her coworker Laura returned from vacation. That sounds like something your dad would say, Noelle remarked.
Daddy taught me how to curse and change a tire, and Mama taught me everything else. Now scoot.
Slowly, Noelle crawled out of her bed and did as Gabby commanded. As she absently washed her hair, she hummed softly to herself. Before she realized it, she was singing Baby It's Cold Outside. Noelle knew it was Victoria's favorite song, but Noelle had never really cared for it until recently. Hearing Nick's voice in her head, crooning to her, his baritone washing over her body like the warm water sliding down her frame. Her nipples peaked, and she leaned her head back against the tile, sighing. Nick had become a constant turn-on for her, and she didn't know what to do about it. She hadn't had sex in 3 weeks. If this kept up, Noelle would need to order a new vibrator at the rate she'd been entertaining herself and her fantasies about Nick. Although she agreed with him that keeping things between them platonic was for the best, it didn't stop her from longing for him. Longing. Bah. When had she turned into a sex-starved heroine in a historical romance novel? By the time she climbed into the passenger seat of Gabby's Subaru, she felt less like a zombie, although she hadn't bothered with makeup or drying her hair. Besides, if they hurried, maybe she could take another nap before work. Don't you want to blow dry your hair? Noelle shot her a disgruntled look. I don't have the energy.
I thought you have pictures with the Winters this afternoon.
Crap. She'd completely forgotten about the family photo session. I'll let it air dry and curl it before I head over. Now caffeinate me.
Aye.
Gabby put the car into gear and headed into town. Noelle stared out the window drowsily, homes and trees zooming past.
So?
Gabby drawled. Noelle turned to look at her. So what?
How is Nick?
She shifted in her seat, avoiding Gabby's gaze. After their chemistry overload on Saturday, Noelle feigned a sore throat on Sunday and Monday. She wasn't scared of Nick. It was the incredible draw to him that had her freaking out. The last thing she wanted was Gabby getting involved in their already complicated situation. She'd scheme her little heart out until she had them hooked, lined, and married. But Noelle couldn't do that to him. Even if they tried being more than friends and enjoyed each other, they wanted completely different futures. Nick is fine.
Ugh, every girl in Mistletoe knows he's fine. Only you have been immune until now.
Gabby elbowed her playfully.
You two still pretending you're knocking boots, fooling the whole town?
No, we decided it would be better if we went back to just friends.
Why is that?
Things were getting too intense and I panicked, Noelle thought. Because next to you, Pike, Anthony, and the rest of the Winters, Nick is the most important person in the world to me. I would hate for any of this to blow up our friendship. Gabby pursed her full glossy lips. Sounds to me like you're scared to take a real leap with Nick.
I'm not scared. I don't want to. I love Nick, but he's just so hot, funny, sweet.
Gabby laughed.
Yeah, you're right. Those are terrible qualities in a lover.
Noelle made a face.
Ugh, don't use that word.
Hey, if it was good enough for the Spice Girls, it's good enough for me. Gabby burst out in an off-key rendition of If You Wanna Be My Lover.
You are so crazy.
Gabby always made her laugh, even in the darkest of times. She'd been a rainbow after her parents passed, and Noelle didn't know what she'd do without her.
Part of my charm.
Save your charm for Drew.
I got enough to go around.
Gabby shot her a sidelong look. For real, though, what's up with you two? Noelle leaned her head back against the seat with a sigh.
I wish I knew. Everything has been weird since the kiss at the bar.
Weird how? She bit her lip, afraid to say the words out loud. Like I can't stop thinking about doing it again? And not stopping with just a kiss. Gabby squealed, dancing in the driver's seat.
Girl, you've got it bad. Just give in already. I think you two would be great together.
Except that he is a kind, handsome, patient, amazing guy.
and I'm a snarky, antisocial, impatient commitment phobe. Come on, Nick has flaws, same as you. And you forgot to mention that you're caring, loyal, fierce, strong. Gabs, you know how I feel about happily ever after. I have no plans to get married or have kids. Nick is the long haul guy, which makes me want to run for the hills. And if I do that, it won't just hurt him, but destroy what we have. We can always attach some weights to your feet, she winked. Should slow you down long enough for him to catch you. Noelle scowled at her. I'm being serious. Nick and I have been in each other's lives since birth. Losing him would be like losing a kidney. Getting involved romantically is out of the question. Besides, he just got out of an 8-year relationship with your buddy Amber. Shouldn't you be telling me to stay away? No, because Amber made the decision to dump Nick. I told her not to. Guys like Nick and my Drew come around so seldom that we need to snatch them up. If Nick had done the dumping, I may suggest you wait until after my wedding to make a move, just to save me the drama, but eh. Noelle tapped her fingers against the dashboard nervously. Can I ask you something? Always. Why are you still friends with her? I never understood what it was about her in high school. I know she couldn't stand me, but... Noelle trailed off, not wanting to make this about her. She's left you hanging so many times. You're about to be married, and she is talking you into wild bachelorette parties with strippers and... Hey now, why are you bagging on strippers so much? Don't act like we didn't watch Magic Mike on repeat for years. Whoa, wait a second. First of all, we are talking about a movie with Channing Tatum. Real-life strippers are sweaty, probably stinky, all up in your personal space putting their head in your crotch, their G-string-covered dick in your face, and throwing you around like a rag doll. You say the last part like it's a bad thing. Gabby giggled, poking Noelle in the side. Seriously? You're not usually a judgmental sourpuss. Is it just because it was Amber's idea? To be honest, I would have loved to head to Vegas for the weekend and see the Thunder Down Under show. But we are in a bit of a time crunch. Noelle cracked a smile at Gabby's terrible Australian accent. Okay, I may be a little harsher about the idea because it came from her. But ugh, she bugs me. Before you showed up at brunch, she was giving me a bad time about Nick, insinuating that I wasn't good enough for him. What? Gabby put her hand on Noelle's knee and squeezed, keeping the other on the wheel. I'll talk to her. No one makes my Noelle feel less than amazing. I didn't tell you because I wanted you to talk to her. I appreciated you stepping in while we were in school, but I am a grown woman. I can fight my battles. I would just like to understand how someone so heinous, spoiled, bitchy, difficult could win over awesome people like you and Nick. Gabby shrugged. I mean, Amber has her flaws, and we don't hang like we used to, but she'd also had a lot going on in her personal life. If you'd seen some of the knockdown dragouts her parents get into, you'd feel bad for her. Her dad is a total douche and tears her self-esteem to shreds, then turns around and buys her everything she wants to make up for it. I'm not excusing her being a shit to you, and you can bet I will talk to her. But besides you, she's my oldest friend. Has our relationship always been perfect? Hell no. But I still want her standing up with me on my wedding day. Could you try to get along with her? Noelle leaned across the middle and laid her head on Gabby's shoulder, sighing loudly. Yes, I can be nice for you. And the strippers? Sounds like fun. Gabby kissed the top of her head with gusto. There's my girly. Now, back to your love life. No, no to Nick, not going there. At least, I'm going to do my best not to. Gabby grunted. All right, no Nick. Still, you should open yourself up to the possibility of love and commitment. Using one hand to frame her own face, Gabby beamed and fluttered her eyelashes. It's done wonders for me. Sadness rushed through Noelle
as she thought about joyful times from her childhood. Dreams of happily ever after, like the love her parents shared, had died with them. Now the thought of caring that much sent her into a blind panic. There was a time when she'd dreamt about marriage and kids. The man she loved would ask her father's permission, and after a bit of teasing, he'd give it. They'd spend months planning it, and the day of, her dad would walk her down the aisle. Her mother would stand up at the ceremony and read the poem that Noelle's grandmother read when her parents got married. She'd dance with her dad to some cheesy song, and he'd pretend he wasn't crying, even as he wiped his eyes. Even if she found someone to love, she couldn't imagine getting married without them. Of having children. Finding happiness only to lose it. Life gave out no guarantees. She knew that better than anyone. Maybe I'm just not the girl with the white picket fence and the happily ever after. You really don't want to have a family one day? Noelle wished she could tell Gabby to drop it without hurting her friend's feelings. But maybe if she was clear, Gabby wouldn't bring it up again. I had a family and they died. I spent half my time delivering babies and being there for the good and the bad. When people lose spouses and children, it's like watching a part of their soul die. I think if I let myself fall like that, it would destroy what was left of me. Gabby reached across the seat and squeezed her hand. I know how hard it was losing your parents, but love and loss are a part of life. You already love me, Nick, the Winters. If we die, you'll still get hurt, but that doesn't stop you from being there for us. I don't know how to explain it. Losing my parents. I'm prepared for loss, but I don't want to take on anyone else. I don't want my feelings for anyone to grow. And then when they're gone, I have another hole in my heart. Trying to lighten the mood, she added. Besides, many people go through life without love. Jane Austen wrote amazing books about love and remained unmarried. Are you comparing yourself to one of the most celebrated writers of all time? No. I am simply saying that a woman can find fulfillment without walking down the aisle. Gabby parked the car. Well, I personally cannot wait to see Drew standing at the altar. He is going to look so hot in his tux. I'll be counting down the minutes, but once I get him into the honeymoon suite, TMI, babe. Noelle kissed Gabby's cheek. I am so happy for you. You are going to be the most beautiful bride. Heck yeah, I am. Now, let's get you coffee and shop till we drop. Noelle climbed out and followed Gabby into the coffee shop. The lunch rush was winding down, and only a few people were inside sipping their drinks, scrolling through their phone or tapping away at a laptop. Gabby picked out two cute travel mugs, one in a camo design and the other blue with pink flowers. Both had the shape of Idaho on them. She set them on the counter next to the register, smiling at the barista, Jenny Guthrie. Boom! Sup, Jenny? Jenny laughed, tucking a strand of dark hair behind her ear. Not much. What are you guys up to? Just a little Christmas shopping. These plus a bag of your breakfast blend, a skinny vanilla latte, and whatever she wants, Gabby said, pointing at Noelle. While Jenny tapped into the computer, Noelle pulled out a 10 and shoved it into Gabby's purse, ignoring her protests. I'll take an everything bagel with cream cheese and a black coffee with cream. Gabby shot her a disgusted look. An everything bagel and no sugar in your coffee? Girl, you're gonna have some nasty stank breath. Noelle breathed in Gabby's face and she pretended to faint. Jenny giggled. You two act like my sister and I. That will be $38.65. Gabby handed Jenny her card and then looped one arm through Noelle's. Close enough. She is my sister from another mister. Noelle laughed, shaking her head. Jenny handed Gabby her card and bagged up the cups and coffee before walking away to help fill their order. So, I'm kind of glad you dragged me out today, said Noelle. I knew you would be. Gabby held up her purchases proudly. This takes care of my soon-to-be sister-in-law and her husband. Who is on your list? You, Nick. I need two for him since his birthday is Friday.
I usually buy Pike and Anthony a little something. Victoria, Chris, Mary, and Holly. We do a secret Santa at work, but other than that, I'm good. Jenny called out their names for their coffee and bagel. Once they had their sustenance in hand, Noelle held the door for Gabby as they passed through. Let's go to a store for all seasons. I want to get a few ornaments for our tree. Maybe a cute wedding one. Noelle's cheeks flamed at the mention of Holly Winter's store. Neither Winter's sister had been shy about commenting on the chemistry between their elder brother and Noelle during their duet on Saturday. Mary texted Noelle after she left Saturday and ordered her to take the plunge with Nick. Holly wasn't quite as forward, but she could only imagine what would come up in front of Gabby, and then she'd get it from all directions. Maybe we could do that another day, Noelle suggested. Gabby stopped and turned to her, one perfectly painted brow arched. But you love a store for all seasons.
I do, but there are a bunch of stores we never hit. I was thinking it might be nice to dispense our money evenly among the local businesses.
Uh-huh, Gabby said.
By the look on Gabby's face, Noelle knew she wasn't getting out of this one. Fine, fine. We will play favorites.
I feel like you're avoiding Holly for some unknown reason.
No, that's not it. I was just trying to be a good neighbor, not put our chickens in one basket.
Gabby kept staring at her without blinking, and Noelle finally groaned.
Can't you just accept that going to her shop is going to make things awkward for me without knowing all the details?
Nope. You're hiding secrets from me. Wild horses couldn't keep me from finding out what they are.
Gabby skipped ahead of her gleefully, and Noelle ground her teeth in irritation. She caught up to Gabby around the corner, standing in front of the large window of a shop for all seasons. The store title painted across the glass window in classic gold lettering, with snow-covered trees, ate up the space around the script. A beautiful green wreath adorned the front door, with silver, gold, and white baubles decorating the evergreen circle. It was a welcoming storefront, but Noelle's stomach knotted nervously. Gabby grabbed the door and held it for her.
After you, my dear.
Noelle stepped over the threshold, the smell of cinnamon tickling her nostrils. Holiday music played merrily. Shelves of knickknacks and decor lined the walls and center of the shop, with two brightly lit Christmas trees set up in the far corners. Ornaments hung from every branch. In a separate room off the back, two long tables sat parallel. Once a week, sometimes more, Holly hosted how-to classes people could pay to attend. She taught them how to make various holiday decor, which were quite popular among the women of Mistletoe, because tasting local wines were usually included. Noelle took a few over the years and loved them, although her creations ended up in a Christmas tote she never opened. Holly leaned against the counter by the computer, speaking to Declan Gallagher. Declan's family owned Mistletoe Hardware, located next door to Holly's shop, and from the expressions on their faces, Noelle figured they were having quite the disagreement. Declan's face flushed red above his brown beard, his burly arms crossed over his flannel-wearing chest.
I only asked you to turn down that annoying crap. The walls are thin, and I can hear every holly fucking jolly ring-a-ding-ding.
Like I told you, Mr. Grinch, Holly snapped, tossing her long red hair over her shoulder. Plug your ears if it bothers you, but the music is at a perfectly acceptable volume, so take your bah humbug attitude and shove it up your bahookie.
Gabby burst out laughing.
Yeah, you tell him, Holly.
Holly and Declan swung their way, as though completely oblivious to their presence before she spoke.
Hi, ladies, Holly greeted them cheerfully.
Hey, everything okay here? Noelle asked. Declan nodded gruffly.
I was just leaving.
He turned his back on Holly and headed toward Noelle and Gabby. Holly called out louder than necessary.
You have a wonderful day, Scrooge.
Noelle thought she caught a smile on Declan's face, but the way he slammed out the door, she must have been mistaken.
That visit seemed friendly, Gabby said.
Holly came around the corner, waving her hand casually.
Just a little neighborly spat, nothing I can't handle.
Holly grinned at Noelle,
So, given any thought to being our official sister yet?
Gabby glanced at Noelle, confusion written all over her face.
What's this now?
Nothing. Gabby's eyes widened.
Wait! Did Nick ask you to?
Gabby hummed the wedding march and Noelle groaned.
Of course not. Does Nick seem crazy to you?
Gabby poked her in the arm.
Whoa, hold up. It is not crazy to want to get married.
Not when you have been together for years, but Nick asking me now? Lunacy.
Not really, Holly interjected. You've been friends since you were babies. It actually makes a lot of sense.
Friendship is different than being in a romantic partnership, and you are not helping.
Actually, it's beneficial that the two of you were friends first. Makes for a solid foundation for romance.
Gabby winked at Holly, who nodded enthusiastically.
Absolutely.
There is nothing going on with Nick and me.
I beg to differ.
Holly ignored her warning look and continued.
Nick and Noelle are singing together for the Christmas concert, and when I say the heat between them is scorching, I do not exaggerate.
Ooh, Gabby drawled.
You thinking what I'm thinking? Lock them in a cabin together for the weekend with no way to escape?
Holly teased.
Why are all of you so obsessed with getting Nick and me together?
The thought never struck you before, so why are you pushing me now? Holly raised her hand.
Hi, yeah, actually, Mary and I have been shipping this for years. We just had to wait until Amber was out of the picture to bring the matter to light.
Gabby held her fist up for Holly to punch.
Hashtag team knock all the way.
You people need to get a life, Noelle grumbled, taking a turn toward the baking aisle. She picked up a cute cake pan, fully intent on ignoring the two busybodies for the rest of the day if need be. Gabby trailed after her.
We're just trying to help you out.
Let me be perfectly clear. Noelle stopped and faced both of them, sternly meeting first Gabby's, then Holly's gaze. Nick and I are friends. That is all we want to be. So, no cabins, no plots, twists, hints, or hashtagging terrible name mashups. We are perfect the way we are. Capiche? Gabby mumbled affirmative, but Holly held her hands up.
I make no promises. All's fair in love and family. And there is nobody else more suited for my brother than you.
Her traitorous friend stroked her chin thoughtfully.
The girl does have a point.
Noelle groaned, realizing that the only way to keep her friendship with Nick safe would be to avoid his sisters at all costs. A little hard to do that when they'd be rehearsing 3 days a week until the concert.
I'm doomed.
Chapter 13. I can see all the way up your nostrils from this angle, man.
Nick laughed, holding his hands out to spot Anthony as he pushed through one more bench press. Last one, and then you can stop examining my nose hairs.
Thank God.
Anthony's breath whooshed out as he set the bar back on the rack. Nick grabbed the spray bottle and a handful of paper towels to wipe down the equipment.
Ah, come on, you don't like my sweat.
Sorry, laying on a bench covered in another dude's juice is nasty. Anthony punched him in the shoulder good-naturedly.
You'd be lucky to roll around in my juice. Might help you get your mojo back.
Nick scoffed as he slid onto the bench and gripped the bar in his hands. There was nothing wrong with my mojo. Taking a deep breath, he lifted and pumped.
That's the way. Getting swole.
He laughed, a breathless wheeze between his teeth as his muscles strained under the weight. After being the scrawny kid most of his adolescence, he loved the sensation of working out. It's why he hadn't wasted any time signing up for a membership at Toe the Line Fitness. Anthony enjoyed working out as much as he did and would keep him honest. When he finished his last rep, he grunted as he set the bar back in place.
Isn't Pike meeting us? Nah, he had to skip it. He's been pulling a lot of late nights and dragging ass at work. Called him out on it a few times, but he won't tell me what he's up to.
Pike worked on the road crew with Anthony during the week, but while Pike hadn't been interested in going to college,
Anthony took several online classes every semester. It took him a little longer, but he would have his bachelor's degree after this semester. Maybe he's got a new girl? Anthony sneered.
Please, if he was getting laid, he'd be giving us a play-by-play.
That's disturbing, but accurate, Nick said.
You know he's into Noelle, right?
Nick stilled at his friend's bluntness. I didn't know for sure.
He's been carrying a torch for years, but she keeps him strictly in the friend zone. Just thought you should know.
While I appreciate the heads up, nothing is going on with Noelle. Not officially, anyway.
Officially or not, I saw the way you two reacted to each other at Brews and Chews. Even if y'all aren't ready to admit it, there is something there. I'm only telling you about Pike, so you'll have a care with how you handle it.
I will. Nick hesitated, feeling a little vulnerable asking. But he needed to talk to someone, and of his two male friends, Anthony was less likely to razz him too hard. You really think she's into me? Anthony took a drink, studying Nick over his water bottle. He snapped the lid closed before answering.
You don't see the way she looks at you?
No.
I know you and Noelle have been close since the cradle, but you've been gone a while. We hang with her several times a week, and I can say with confidence that Noelle has always held you in a separate league than Pike or myself. She talks about you, and her whole face lights up. She may not want to admit it, but her feelings go deeper than friendship.
Anthony grinned. Probably why she dogs on Amber so hard.
I think that has more to do with their history than with me.
Maybe so. Still, pretty sure it burned her bad that you fell for her nemesis. I know I'd have a hard time admitting my feelings for a woman who dated Tim Bateman before me.
Anthony's face twisted into a harsh grimace.
That douche left a permanent indent in my ass crack from all the seventh grade wedgies he gave me before my brothers kicked his ass.
Anthony's insight left Nick defensive. He never meant to hurt Noelle, but his friend's point of view made him feel like he should be apologizing. It's not like I never thought about taking that next step with Noelle. She didn't give me any indication she wanted me, even before Amber.
Or she did, and you couldn't see it because you're too close to the situation. The view is always better with a little distance.
Nick thought about all the times he'd given his sister's advice, simply because he was an outsider looking in, and groaned,
"You're right. Damn right I'm right."
Nick picked up his phone next to his water bottle and cursed. "I gotta go."
"Where are you running off to?"
"My mom booked a photographer to take family pictures this afternoon. I have just enough time to get home and shower before they get started."
"All right, I'll see you Thursday then. Same time."
Anthony held out his hand and Nick took it, bringing him in for a hard hug.
"Thanks for the talk, bud. First one's free. After that, we'll need to discuss my hourly rate."
"Yeah, right." Nick followed Anthony into the men's locker room and wasn't surprised to find Tripp inside. He stood shirtless by his open locker, and when he spotted Nick, he puffed out his massive, bald chest.
"Winters!" Did his pecs just bounce?
"Sup, Tripp?"
"Nothing, just getting ready to hit the weights. Gotta keep these guns up."
Tripp flexed his arm and kissed the bicep. Nick caught Anthony's WTF expression and barely caught a laugh.
"Something funny?" Tripp asked.
"Nah, man, have a good time."
"You know I will."
Tripp pulled on a sleeveless tee and slammed his locker closed.
"You seen Noelle lately?"
Warily, Nick answered.
"Yeah. Why?"
"Just curious. I stopped by her place last week."
Tripp didn't add more, obviously baiting Nick to ask what happened, but he already knew.
"Nothing."
"Good for you."
Nick made an attempt to step around Tripp, but the other man blocked his path.
"Are you actually a thing, or you just hooking up?"
"Why do you care?"
"Just curious. What makes you so special?"
Tripp's cold gaze trailed over Nick, conveying with one look he thought Nick wasn't shit. Nick bristled.
"Come again?"
Anthony stepped in front of him, facing Tripp.
"Maybe you should step off and work out whatever's got you twisted up."
Tripp threw his hands up.
I'm just asking. For years, guys in this town have been chasing Noelle, trying to crack through all her damage, and here you come, walking back into town, and suddenly she's relationship material.
Nick stepped around Anthony, putting a reassuring hand on his arm. Noelle's always been relationship material. She was just waiting for the right man.
And that's you.
You think it should have been you instead?
Why?
You didn't even have the balls to tell her when you started hooking up with someone else, so I'll ask again. Why do you care?
Nick punctuated every word, keeping his cool when what he really wanted to do was put the puffed up asshole in his place.
Tripp's face flushed purple.
Fuck it. I don't. You can have her.
You want to think long and hard about what you're going to say next because that is my friend you're talking about, Anthony growled. Nick would have felt sorry for Tripp if he wasn't resisting the urge to kick his ass. Nick was 6'2" in his bare feet, and Anthony topped his by an inch, plus another 30 pounds of muscle. It made Tony a beast on the football field, and growing up as the youngest with four older brothers, he learned how to fight dirty early.
All I was going to say is that she deserves to be happy,
Tripp gritted out. Don't worry about Noelle's happiness. I got it covered. Tripp glared when Nick winked at him. Anthony trailed behind him out of the locker room, catching up when they reached the exit. Even with the sun shining above, there was still a sharp nip in the air, and Nick pulled the sweatshirt he'd grabbed from the locker on over his head.
What a douche.
Couldn't agree more, Nick said, unlocking his truck. Thanks for having my back in there.
Always. Get home before your mom roasts you. See you Thursday.
Yep. Nick climbed up into his truck and took the long road through town, honking as he passed the shop for all seasons. Holly's car was still parked down the street, so at least he wasn't running too late. Nick walked through the door 11 minutes later and found his mom in the living room folding clothes. Hey, Mom. She shot him an arch look.
The photographer is going to be here in 15 minutes.
I know. That's why I'm here. Gonna hop in the shower and get pretty for the camera. It won't take me long. He took off toward the hallway.
Your shirt is hanging up on your ceiling fan in your room.
He stopped mid-stride and spun around. You bought me a shirt? His mom didn't even look up at his outraged tone.
Yes, I bought one for you and your father that match.
Mom, I'm not 7. Being twinsies with my dad is just bananas. She actually pretended to scratch under her armpits and jumped from foot to foot.
Well, then call me Coco the Gorilla because this is happening.
She picked up the laundry basket and passed by him.
Now go get cleaned up. You stink to high heaven. Are you wearing deodorant?
Of course I am. He sniffed his pits to be sure, an evil grin spreading across his mouth.
Maybe you need to get closer.
Nick raised his arm as he chased after his mother, trying to put his armpit in her face. She screamed with laughter and threw a rolled up pair of socks at him right before slamming her bedroom door. He heard the click of the lock.
Get out of here! And bring me any laundry you want washed.
I can do my own laundry, Nick shouted, amusement and irritation swirling inside him. He stomped down to his room and discovered the blue-collared shirt hanging exactly where she said it would be. He felt like a kindergartner on his first day of school. His mother hadn't quite discovered that he wasn't 18 anymore, and he'd been out on his own for years. Nick knew she wouldn't stop mothering him when he had his own place, but at least it would curb some of this behavior. Nick hopped in the shower, scrubbing his hair and body, tracing a hand over the stubble on his jaw. It would be ornery of him to walk out with a 5 o'clock shadow, so he opted to shave to appease his mother. After he made sure to apply deodorant, he wrapped the towel around his waist and headed back to his room. There was no way his mother could say he stunk now. The sound of rummaging came from his room and he rolled his eyes.
Mom, I said I could get my own laundry.
Noelle? Noelle spun around, dropping his gray laundry basket to the floor.
Oh, hi.
Hey, what are you doing in here?
Your mom asked me to grab your laundry basket so she could start a full load. Son of a...
I told her I could do my own laundry.
Noelle's eyes darted around the room, her brown hair curled into loose waves. She wore a blue crop t-shirt and jeans.
Yeah, I was outside the front door when I heard you yelling, "I'm just doing what she asked."
Nick groaned. "We all do. Is that what you're wearing?"
"What? No. Your mom said she has a shirt she wants me to wear?"
Noelle pulled on the bottom of her shirt.
"Why, you saying I don't look nice?"
"No, I just..." He stammered, running a hand across his wet hair. "You look beautiful. I figured she'd have a shirt picked out for you too."
"She does. I'd say you look nice too, but it might come off a little inappropriate considering you're only sporting a towel."
Her gentle teasing eased the tension in his shoulders and he wiggled his brows.
"You can still tell me. It's nothing I haven't heard before."
Noelle rolled her eyes.
"Oh boy, when did your head swell so big?"
She shook her head as she knelt down, collecting the items that had fallen out of his basket. He dropped to his knees with her, keeping one hand on the knotted towel at his waist.
"Here, I'll get these. You shouldn't be collecting my dirty drawers." "It's not like I've never done your laundry before, Nick. Even your boxer briefs."
Their hands collided over a pair of his jeans, and Nick smoothed his thumb over her knuckle.
"Noelle, I've been thinking about things with us."
"Nick! Noelle, I have your shirt. I hope you both are decent because Mom says if we aren't outside in 2 minutes, she's going to disown us all."
Mary's voice carrying down the hallway set Nick's teeth on edge, and he stood up at the same time as Noelle. Losing his grip on his towel, he scrambled to keep it in place, but his sister's scream gave him a clue he hadn't been entirely successful.
"Oh, dear Lord, I just saw my brother's butt crack."
"Go away."
He strode over to the door and slammed it in her face.
"Rude! I'm the one scarred for life."
Something scraped against the other side of his door.
"Noelle, I'm hanging your shirt on the outside of the door. Hurry up."
Nick turned his back on the door and leaned his head against it.
"Fucking sisters."
Noelle held her hands over her face, her shoulders shaking. When she peeked through her fingers, he heard her hysterical laughter echo through the room. Reluctantly, Nick smirked. "I guess I'd be laughing too if the roles were reversed and you flashed your ass to a sibling."
"I'm sorry,"
she gasped, bent over with laughter. As if she couldn't hold herself up anymore, she collapsed back on his bed.
"Really making me feel good here, Noelle."
She giggled harder.
"I can't stop."
Nick grinned devilishly and loosened his hold on the towel.
"Well, if you don't actually want to get a show, I suggest you close your eyes.
The last thing I need is my mother barging in here and getting the wrong idea." Noelle covered her face again.
"No peeking now."
"I'm not."
Nick dropped the towel, his heart hammering in his chest. Even as teens, Nick hadn't kicked Noelle out when he changed, because he'd never thought for a second she would look. Why was it this time he actually wanted her to? He pulled his slacks into place when he caught her gaze in the mirror above his dresser. She sat up on his bed, leaning back in her hands as she watched him, her dark eyes trailing over him hungrily. Nick turned around, his body humming.
"Thought you weren't going to peek."
"I'm not. I'm brazenly checking you out."
"See, now that isn't fair," he said, crossing the room to stand in front of her.
"You can't say things like that to me if you want to be just friends."
"I was just being honest, Nick. We're adults and you're a lot of fun to look at."
"Oh yeah?"
Nick leaned over her, waiting for her to pull back, to escape. "How's this for honesty?" Nick's hand cradled the back of her head, bringing her up just enough to meet his kiss. After a week of thinking about nothing else but her mouth under his, he deepened it, wrapping his other arm around her waist. He lifted her up until she pressed against him, and he slipped his tongue into her open mouth. She tasted of mint and smelled of fresh fruit and honey, sweet and delicious.
"Nicholas Christopher Winters, get out here now!"
His mother banged heavily on the door and he pulled away, reluctantly releasing a dazed Noelle from his embrace. Grabbing his shirt from the hanger,
He unbuttoned it with shaking hands. I'm just putting on a shirt, Mom. Be out in a second.
You better be.
Once he had his shirt right, he faced Noelle sheepishly. Guess I'll see you out there.
Yeah, I guess so.
Nick opened the door and grabbed her shirt off the knob. He waved it in front of him wickedly. Or I could stick around. Noelle took the shirt from him with a yank.
And have your mother come back here screaming again? No, thank you. I don't know how I'm going to look her in the eye as is.
I promise she doesn't suspect a thing. Nick snaked his arm around her and he kissed her one more time, his lips barely grazing hers. He released her with a whispered, I'll see you out there. Noelle's eyelashes fluttered, her dark eyes heavy.
Nicholas!
Nick turned away from Noelle, a smug smile tugging at